Hi, Maria here from CaminoWays.com. Today we're going to talk about the history of the Camino de Santiago. Thousands of people come from all corners of the world every year to walk what has become one of the world's most renowned pilgrimages. But where did it all begin? Today we introduce you to the fascinating history of the Camino de Santiago. St. James. Mystery, legend, and colorful myths are all part of the history of the Camino. According to the official history of the pilgrimage, the body of St. James the Apostle, son of Zebedee and brother of John the Evangelist, was discovered by a shepherd named Pelayo in a field in Galicia during the reign of King Alfonso II, back in the 9th century. The Apostle gives the route its name. Camino de Santiago means Way of St. James, Santiago or Santiago meaning St. James. St. James had died some 800 years earlier and, according to legend, transported to Galicia to the town of Iria Flavia, which is today's Padrón on the Camino Portugués, by two disciples in a boat led by angels. Somehow, his body was then buried in a field not far from there, where it would be discovered a few centuries later. Informed about this important discovery, King Alfonso II had a small chapel built on this holy place, and would later commission a larger temple to attract pilgrims from all over the world, competing with other important religious centres such as Jerusalem and Rome. Of course, at this point in time, religious buildings across Europe were busy competing for the best relics as a way of attracting pilgrims, and the relics of St. James would transform Santiago de Compostela into one of the world's most important pilgrimage destinations at the time. Apart from the obvious religious aspect, the discovery and the development of the pilgrimage route was also vital from a political point of view, as a big influx of faithful Christians travelling across northern Iberia, settling along the way and creating strong cultural links with the rest of Europe, was a very powerful tool to keep the Moors away. However, there is also an interesting prehistory of the Camino, as it seems that the way might have attracted pilgrims even earlier than the 8th century as a route that followed the Milky Way all the way to Fisterra, Finisterrae. Finisterre was believed to be the end of the world and a magical place where the living could get closest to the land of the dead, to the other world. The ways to Santiago. The construction of the Romanesque Cathedral began in 1078 and started a golden age for the pilgrimage to Santiago. Originally, the safest route would have been along today's Camino del Norte and Camino Primitivo, believed to be the oldest Camino route and followed by King Alfonso II himself on his pilgrimage to Santiago in the 9th century. It wouldn't be until a bit later that the Camino Francés would be developed by Kings Sancho the Great and Alfonso VI, across their territories of Navarra and León, shortly after having recovered them from Moorish influence. Monasteries, pilgrim hospitals, bridges, and other important infrastructure was developed to protect pilgrims on their way to Santiago. The Christian kings also offered certain privileges to encourage the population to settle along the route, with many towns and cities being developed and becoming thriving communities around this time. By the time Emeric Picot wrote the Codex Calixtinus in the 12th century, thousands were heading to Santiago each year, mainly along the Camino Francés. The Codex Calixtinus would be the first Camino travelogue or a guidebook for the Camino pilgrim, and it shows the importance of the route in those days, despite the perils of pilgrimage in medieval Europe. Many would start their pilgrimage from their own parishes, and that's how a web of Camino routes developed across Europe. Most pilgrims would stop along the way in the different important pilgrimage centres to pay a visit to other saints and get the benefits of important relics. However, then, as now, there was safety in numbers and most pilgrims would join fellow travellers along the way, with these branches converging with routes coming from other parts of Europe. For instance, many of the Camino routes in France join up before the Pyrenees, very close to Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port. For faith or money. The 12th and 13th centuries marked the heyday of pilgrimage to Santiago, with as many as 250,000 pilgrims travelling every year. Moved by their faith, but also by many other reasons. Some wanted to secure salvation or pay a penance, but many others were also moved by money, undertaking the treacherous trip on behalf of wealthier citizens, or even to serve a sentence. Another good reason for medieval pilgrims was the promise of salvation. Pope Calixtus II had declared holy years all years when the 25th of July, which is the feast of St. James, fell on a Sunday. From the 14th century onwards, and due to various circumstances such as religious wars and the Reformation, interest in the pilgrimage decreased in general across Europe, including the Way of St. James. While pilgrims continued to travel to Santiago, numbers were much lower than those of the pilgrimage medieval heyday. Modern Camino. From the 1990s, the Camino de Santiago has seen a fantastic resurgence due to tourism promotion efforts, but also the work of Camino enthusiasts such as Father Elias Valiña, which was the parish priest of Ocebreiro, and who worked tirelessly in the 1980s to both mark the route and to bring about a new golden age for the Camino, as a route of cultural exchange and communication between European citizens. He would certainly be very proud of the Camino today and its 20th century heyday. To give you an idea, 1,245 pilgrims arrived in Santiago in 1985, and over 100,000 in 1993, the year the route was declared UNESCO World Heritage. By Holy Year 2010, those numbers had reached 270,000, and over 260,000 got their Compostela in 2015 alone. We hope you enjoyed our history of the Camino, and for more information about the Camino routes or to book your trip, contact our travel specialists at caminoace.com.